Hello.
Hello. Hey, Sandra, how are you?
Good. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, yes, Sandra, please tell me about your book, what it is about, and, if you have any question regarding the publishing or anything like that, because I think I have sent you the packages over our chat yesterday. So, please go ahead.
Okay, yep. I did get the packages. And right now I am writing the second novel, which is a follow-up slash installation sequel to Pieces. This is about the character Audine, and she is freshly kicked out of her home by her soon-to-be former spouse. And so she takes the train that's pulling off the track basically to anywhere. She is, shamefully kicked out of her home. So she lands in Chicago, and already she is, landed into a situation that I don't think anybody wants to land into. She's beaten, and she is sexually assaulted by three men. However, as she is coming out of it, she hears very loud gunfire, but she doesn't know if she's in a haze or what. She wakes up, sees three dead bodies around her, and it's the men who assaulted her. Lo and behold, she collects not only her belongings, but any money that that was stolen from her and then some. Along comes a cab driver in the African American section of that particular area. She's, picked up. She's disheveled. He tells her that there's a boarding house that's looking for a woman, well, only women only, and of course, it's owned by a minister and his family. He takes her in, and she gets checked out by a doctor the next couple of days, but her true personality and real personality colors come out. She's difficult. She's a liar. She's a thief. She's envious, jealousy, rejection, everything negative. She is this person. The long and short, as I fast forward, is by the end of the book, towards the end of the book, of she tries to get close to the minister. He's absolutely a very good-looking man. When I was writing this, I'm kind of like, and I didn't know this, but his physical appearance resembles Adam Clayton Powell. I don't know if you
No.
know who he is. You need to look him up. You need to look him up. And so, she is after this man. And of course, he's married, but what she doesn't know is that his wife can't stand him. His wife is also a bisexual woman, and he doesn't know it. So she's already having a relationship with one of the church members. I'm
Oh.
going to leave it at that because it gets juicier as I go
Yeah.
on.
I heard your story. It's very interesting and a strong story and a very twisted one. So yeah, it's a great book. You have a very great good book in your hand. So how was your experience in your past? You told me that you have written several books and yes, these books are already, out there on Amazon and platforms like these. So how was your experience with your past publishers?
With the past publisher, a couple of things. One, he delivered. The company, they delivered. When they said they were going to have the book at a particular date, it didn't happen. It happened even sooner, to my pleasant surprise. So that was great. I had a dedicated manager who was constantly in touch with me, so that was a very, very good point. The book was also selected as a finalist in the American Book festival, and it got second place. And I got my sticker, my gold. Yeah, I got my gold sticker and my certificate. So that is about the biggest accomplishment next to winning all of my pageants.
That's a very good, great achievement. Yeah.
Yeah. So as far as the experience, I got a 5-star rating in my book. The only thing were that a couple of my readers did say that there were a few light errors, and, you know, that really didn't make me happy at all. As gracious as these folks were to me, I think it's in my best interest to move on.
Yeah. So don't worry about that, because, you know, we have a policy here. We don't move forward before, you know, proofreading the whole manuscript again, and we will send you for your approval. We read the manuscript again and again for 3 to 4 times, because, you know, we don't left any mistake, any error in you know, in punctuation, in formatting, or anything like, you know, that book needs editing in any you know, if there is any room for edits or anything like that, there. Where we think that, you know, we have to do some editing like that. So, yeah, without your approval, we will not move forward. And, you know, we have a policy that, you know, we take care of a customer. We will also give you a dedicated project manager who will be working with you throughout this project. He will be in contact with you, and you can, you know, tell him everything about your book. And he will be an industry professional, you know, a project manager. So he will know everything about the books, everything about the Amazon and publishing thing. So, you know, he will help you with everything. So, yeah, you can trust us with that. So please tell me, like, when you are ready to get on board with us, or do you have any other questions regarding your book?
Yeah, well, I have a few questions. Well, first and foremost, because I would like to put you in my my contact book. Frank, what is the address for your site?
For my www.penguinbookwriters.
Okay, so it's Penguin Book Writers. Okay, and the address?
The address, our physical address?
Yes, please.
Yeah, so our physical address is 350W.
350W as in Wayne, okay.
Yeah, 42nd Street.
One moment, 42nd Street. Okay.
New York.
Okay. Okay, one moment. That's New York. New York zip.
Yeah, NY10036.
Okay, is there any particular floor or suite number?
Yeah, you know, that is, you know, third floor. It's a building with Starbucks.
Oh, okay. It's the 34th floor?
Yeah. No, not the 34th floor.
Okay. Well, what floor is the are you on?
It's the third floor.
Oh, third floor.
Yeah.
Okay, no. It's the accuser. Okay, hold on for one moment. Let me make that correction. So that's the third floor. Okay, and let me see. Telephone number where you can be reached.
My telephone number. Yeah, I have my personal one. Let me give you my personal one. You know, my phone was acting up today, so I can't call you from my personal one. That's why I call you from my office number. So just give me a moment. I'm providing you with my personal line.
That'll be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just waiting. Okay, why this number?
Go ahead, please.
It's 205.
305. Okay, one moment. That's 205.
Yeah, 510.
510?
Yeah.
510, yep.
98.
98.
24.
24?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's area code 205-510.
It's a roaming number, so it's an office number.
Okay, is this your personal phone or the office phone?
This is my office phone, but this is my personal line.
Okay, so this is your direct line?
Yeah.
Okay, 205-510-9824.
Yeah.
Okay, let me put that as a direct line. Okay, email address?
It's frank.watson.
I'm sorry, say that again?
frank.watson.
Okay, one moment. That's frank.watson, okay?
Yeah, at penguinbookwriters.com.
P-E-N-G-U-I-N, Penguin Book
Writers.
Writers.com.
Yeah.
All right, I have all of that information. Perfect. Thank you very much. Okay, yes, I do have a few questions. So I noticed that, let me see, with regards to the beginner's package, I usually round off things by the nearest dollar. So the beginner's package is $400.
Yeah.
And let's see, I like what I see with that one. However, my readers who have read pieces, they are extremely meticulous. I'm going to let you know right now, they like hard covers. They do not like paperback. As a matter of fact, the paperback format, I think in the last 2 years since pieces has been written, I think I may have sold like maybe half a dozen at the most. Everybody else bought the hard cover. So with that being said, is there any wiggle room for that? Or if I go to the next package, which is the silver package, that's $900. I mean, is there any wiggle room for the silver package in terms of adding on hardcover?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. We will add a hardcover, paperback, and ebook. So we were going to publish a book in all three formats. So we can do that in silver package.
Okay, so is there any wiggle room with regards to the price? Because I have, like, there is somebody who I said that I would go with them, but I have not signed any agreements or contracts because of the fact that I wanted very much to explore my options. So when I saw y'all, you know, yesterday, I was like, okay, this is pretty much what I am looking for, especially the silver package. You know, is there any wiggle room in the price?
You know, the best I can do, I can give you my employee voucher. That will be, you know, $100 for my employee voucher. But, you know, these prices are already discounted prices. So we can't, you know, negotiate more than $100 because that will be my employee voucher that, you know, I'm going to apply on this package. And we can bring the price down to, you know, $799.
Okay, so I'll just put that as $800. That's good. Do you also have... let's see, do you have, like, payment arrangements, meaning that if I go with you, which I'm strongly leaning towards y'all, like, say, $200 down. I can't do that today, but say $200 down and then paying it until it is completely paid for.
Basically, you know, we, as I told you, you know, these are already discounted prices, so usually we don't offer payment plans, but, you know, for a minimum, we get, you know, 50% upfront for starting the project. So if you're going for a payment plan, so you have to at least pay 50% upfront after
50%.
That. 50% upfront, but after that, you know, the remaining payment, you can, you know, pay the remaining after your project is completed.
Okay. All right. Right now, as I told you, I'm still writing you know, I'm still writing the book.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, in the agreement, okay, that I put down 50% and that when that's, you know, when the other 50% is paid for, that I will still have time to finish the writing.
Yeah.
I mean, is that doable?
Yeah, you know, if you are getting on board with 50% upfront, we can start working on your book, the book that you have right now. But if you still want to, you know, add some chapters, we will, you know, do the editing after these chapters are ready. Meanwhile, once you're, while you're writing your, you know, remaining book, we can edit the available chapters and available book that we have. We're going to edit that, we're going to proofread that, and we, you know, we're going to provide you with some cover designs and something like that. So you can know how we work here, and you will have a good idea of our team.
Okay, two things. One, I already have the book cover. I already have a designer. He's the one who designed the first
mm-hmm.
book cover. So
mm-hmm.
moving forward, he's gonna, because he has an understanding of my vision. And
basically, you know, the cover designs are complementary in the packages, so you won't have to worry about that. We're going to give you some cover designs. It's totally your choice that if you want to go with them or not. But, you know, it's a good idea to have, you know, more book covers. So if you like it, you can go with it. But if you don't like it, you know, it's totally your choice. So
okay,
the book cover will be
complementary. I'm definitely going to go with the designer that I already have because, like I said,
yeah, sure.
he knows my vision and
yeah.
Know. Okay.
No worries, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is with regards to the manuscript. Do I need to completely have the manuscript done? Because, see, this is going to be a 58-chapter book.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be
58
chapters.
Yeah, as I told you that you don't have to complete the manuscript for starting the process.
Okay.
How many chapters do you have now?
I'm already at chapter 28.
Yeah, these are very good chapters to start working on.
I'm sorry, say that again?
You know, 20 chapters are a very good number to start working on.
Okay, you're saying the chapters...
We're going to work on these 20 chapters while you are completing your...
I see what you're saying. So in other words, I go ahead, I submit, say, the first 28 chapters...
Yeah.
And while you all are making the edits on that, I'm going to be working on the next 38 chapters. Once
mm-hmm.
that's done, you know, any edits or anything like that that I need to review from the first 28. In other words, you have those last 38 chapters. And after
yeah.
that, okay, yeah, it speeds up the process. I see what you're saying. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, so... Here's what I would like to do. I was wondering, can you please send me an agreement, an NDA,
mm-hmm.
A non-disclosure agreement,
mm-hmm.
as well as a contract, you know, with the modification that you're going to add
the hardcover,
as well as the fact that, you know, you've knocked off $100, which is very gracious and very generous of you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you could please send that to me, I'll give you my email address.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you know what? I could just text it to you.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think about that. Okay, hold on for one moment. Let me see. So, okay, here's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just let me know when you got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, and let me do another one for you. Sandra Rita Hardy.
Yeah, I got that one too.
Okay, actually, the one that I sent you, that's also to my work from home email address. But the dot between Sandra and Hardy, yeah, take the dot out. So it should be Sandra Hardy at milestone.tech. Sorry about that error.
Yeah. I got it.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I'm going to send you the agreement, a legal contract. You can review it. And can you tell me when can I expect you to, you know, get on board with us?
Okay. I would like to review it. So I would like to have at least until Friday to take a look at it, and then I could get back to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. No worries. I'm going to send you the contract on your email. You can review it. After reviewing the whole contract, we will get you on board.
All right, sounds good. All right,
okay.
Thank you very much, Frank. It was a pleasure chatting with you. Were you able to see my first novel?
No, I just came to the office, so I'm going to look at it.
Okay, yeah, I would appreciate it because, you know, what made
me
want to leave.
I will have the idea about your book. So, yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. I was about to say that the other person that I was thinking of going with, she also read the book, and
mm-hmm.
she gave a lot of wonderful compliments on it, and that's one of many reasons why I was leaning more or less towards her. So when I saw
mm-hmm.
Penguin Book Writers, you know, I said, okay, let me further explore that. So, you know, I'm
going to look at your novel. I have it. It's on Amazon, right?
It is.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to take. I will definitely take a look at your book, and I will send you a contact. Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Thank
you. Have a nice day. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.